Well, welcome to 5 Easy Ways to Organize Your Photos and Enjoy Your Family Memories. I'm Marcia Ramsland, your host today, the organizing pro. I'm known as the leading online organizing coach for business and life, and I am excited to take you to this high level of organizing photos. You know, for 3 decades, I've been organizing people's homes, their closets, their paperwork, their time, their work-life balance, and their business. But the highest level, I really believe, is organizing your photos. We are the first generation that has to deal with print and digital photos. And as everyone wrote a question, as you registered, over 400 people are registered, everyone has an issue with photos. And, you know, it seems like one of the people that wrote, I think it was Evie, wrote, "I've never organized my photos." And you might be feeling like that too. I just have the print ones, and I have my phone full of digital ones, and I need some direction. So today we are going to talk about 3 things. First, I'll cover the 5 easy ways to organize your photos and enjoy your family memories, as promised. Then I will answer organizing questions that came in. What's your biggest photo organizing challenge? And then I will let you know about an upcoming opportunity that will get your photos organized. And by staying to the very end, I have a step-by-step photo organizing worksheet for free for you, and I'll tell you how to get it at the very end. Okay? Now, I wanted to tell you why photo organizing is important to me right now. Well, it's 2 reasons. One, we just had our first family reunion of our 3 married children and the 6 grandchildren, who are mostly under 4 years old. And between, you know, the 5 of us or 6 of us adults, we probably have 200 to 300 digital photos. And I thought this was such a great event for the 2 weeks that my family was here, all at my house. Then it was wonderful, because at that point we were able to, I went through the photos and I thought, I am going to make a photo organizing wall. And so, you know, you have that one big photo of everybody. Well, I went through and I applied the tips that I'm going to be sharing with you. How do I find that one photo out of 20 of the same thing that looks the best? So during this call, you will find that out. The second reason I'm really passionate now about organizing photos is that we just downsized about 2 months ago. My mother-in-law, who I dearly love, from her duplex into the independent living. And, you know, we went through everything. We worked hard at it, and it took, you know, a couple months, everything got done. But what was the last thing we left? The 4 suitcases of framed photos of her generation and 1 to 2 generations before her. So at the last minute, I said, you know, we only have 3 hours. We're getting on a plane. And we looked around and everybody shook their head. I'm not taking home 4 suitcases full of framed photos from 3 generations ago. And so I said, okay, this is what we'll do. So we cleared the dining room table, sat my mother-in-law there and her husband, and I said, I'll show it to you, Nana. You tell me what it is. And then I set it up, and I took a picture of it with my phone, and then I gave it to Early, her husband, and he took it out of the frame. And then we decided if the frame was worth donating, and if not, it went into a box and it just went to trash because the frames were probably 40, 50 years old. And that way we had the 2 backups. We had them on my phone, which I'll put in a book for her. And secondly, we had all the originals taken out of the frame. So we minimized 4 big suitcases. We put it down together. And this way we'll be able to make digital copies and get it to disperse throughout the family. So those are my 2 reasons right now that have just come up in the last month or so. And I know people have been asking me for years, how do I organize my photos? And so, folks, this is it. I finally am ready. We're going to do it. So when we talk about the 5 easy ways to organize your photos and enjoy your family memories, you might want to jot these down. Number 1 is practice the 24-hour rule. So at the end of the day or once a week, go into your phone and sort your photos like an eye doctor does. You know what he does when you look through the lens and he says, which is better, A or B? And you look at him and he does that over and over, and you are sorting between two pictures. So in your phone, you go back and forth. Is A better or B of the same one? And then you delete the one that's not the best, and then you do it until if you have like six of all the same event, or you had a party at a restaurant and the waiter there kept taking pictures, oh, let me take just a couple more. And then you end up with six pictures and you're like, oh, I only need one. You can do like an eye doctor and just sort A or B and get it down to the one that's the best. The second thing, well, I'll tell you what you're looking for. You're looking for clarity, for facial expressions, and for the one that has life to it. You know, you look at it and it just makes you smile. So that's the one that captures your emotion. It got a response from you. That's the one to keep. The second thing you do is love your favorites. Now, you go through again on those digital photos on either your 24-hour rule or once a week, and you pick maybe 3 to 5 out of that batch that you just organized on your phone and click the heart. That way they go in a digital album automatically called favorites. You know, I thought, do I have to drive these over? And I found out you don't have to. So last night before I went to sleep, I thought, let me see what's in my favorites. And there's like 134 in there. And I started to look through them. And my husband was about asleep, but I shook him and I said, oh, honey, look at this. Isn't this great? Isn't this great? And he was, you know, he smiled. And after 8 of them, he said, that's enough for tonight. So that's what it should do. It should make you smile as you look back over which ones you put the heart on and made your favorites. And that makes it easier to know later which will be the ones that you print. Okay, number 3, we're going to talk about the inherited photos. In number 3, look through the treasures. So the treasures are either in albums, they're in old frame photos, or they're in boxes of photos. And believe me, boxes have been passed down to people, and that is about the last thing you want to organize until today, okay? So today, you're going to do this. In looking through the treasures. First, gather all the boxes of photos in one spot, briefly look at them, look inside, and put a post-it note on the outside of which family it is, which generation, and just label it. Never put the word sort and never, ever put the word miscellaneous. Organizers do, it's not even in our dictionary as organizers. We took it out. Miscellaneous is not a word if you're organizing. So you just want to put something about what it is, stack the boxes neatly, count how many there are, and on the sheet I'm going to give you, you will then put how many boxes. The second thing you do is line up all the photo frames that you haven't hung, and count how many there are, put that number, and then line up all your photo albums and count how many there are. That way, if you have, let's say, 10 of each, that's 30, you're going to look at the calendar, it's August now, and say, I want to get through this by Labor Day. There's four weeks to do it, so that means I probably need to go through 7 per week, and considering that some of those are just frame photos, you could probably do that easily. Number 4. After you've looked through the treasures in number 3, you want to plan your first project. And how do you know which one is your first project? Well, you pick the one that has the most interest to you and would reward you personally. Okay? You don't have to start back at the beginning and put everything in order. You want to start with a project that interests you. So it could be, like for me, it will be the recent family reunion. It could be your trip to Hawaii. Could be one of your kids are graduating from college or high school and you want to get ready for it, so you're doing that, their book would be the important thing to do. So pick your first project, but whatever you do, you first have to organize your photos and put them into a file, okay? You don't take a photo and say, okay, this goes in there. You get them all lined up. So that is what has to happen. They have to be organized, but at least you know which time period you're looking for. You don't have to start back two or three generations. You just start with the time period you're looking for. And then after you've planned your first project and done it, then number five, share your completed project. So that's how you do it. You motivate yourself with an event. Now, I put this in August because once September comes, you're going to be off and running. You know, it's just the upswing of September. This way you'll be able to get it done in August thinking about, okay, at Thanksgiving and at Christmas, I'm going to have it as a book on the coffee table, give it as a gift, or pull out after dinner for everyone to see a slideshow of it, which is easy to do now with the digital photos in your favorites album. Now, let me talk about a couple more things. So I'll just go over those five again for you. First, you want to, number one, practice the 24-hour rule. Sort right away on your digital, on your phone. Number two, love your favorites with a heart. Number three, look through the treasures and line up the older boxes, frames, albums. Number four, plan your first project that really interests you. And number five, you're going to share your completed project. So I wanted to give you a couple tips before I answer the questions that came in. Organizing your photos will actually make you happier. Really, yes, for two reasons. You're going to love seeing and reliving the memories. And secondly, you're going to be relieved that they are organized. You know, when I think about my life and I think, okay, if I, for some reason, would suddenly die in a car accident or something, you know, the Lord forbid, what would I have a regret? And of all my life, the only thing I would regret is that I hadn't passed on the photos to all the kids. I want to get them on a USB for each of the kids so that they all have a record of their childhood and that they don't have to go through this process. So I'm going to conquer that. I don't want to have any regrets when the end of my life comes, so photo organizing, we're on it. The second thing, a tip I want to give you is how to decide what photos to keep and what to let go. You want to keep the ones that have good memories. And you know the drill. They tell you if you have duplicates, let them go. If they're not good photos, recycle them, let them go. But another good rule is, are they Facebook worthy or Instagram worthy? And if you kind of look at it and go, not so good, then it's probably one that you can put aside in a box. You don't have to really, you know, tear it up at the moment. You can put it in a box. But when you're going to scan your photos, you're just going to scan the ones that are really photo worthy. So that you're not going to give your kids 3,000 photos and say, here, you had a wonderful childhood. And they're going to say, what? You know, just give me the top 100 and I'll feel good about my childhood. Okay? Then you also want to figure out what will keep you from quitting. And there are good ways to do that. You want to get another family member to help you. You also, maybe a friend who can just sit there with you and you're going through them. This is a keep, this is special, this is go. You get a photo box, or it could be any kind of box, and just line them up. This is a temporary store to get them in order. And then you can, like an index box, and that way you can look through them and you can keep putting ones in order there. Now, the hard part is the odd sizes that don't fit all 4x6 or the large ones. And that's where you can put them aside, but make sure you don't put all of the frame photos aside that are odd sizes. If you would not display them, probably take them out of the frame at this point, okay? So if you have frames that are tucked away behind a dresser in a closet, now is the time to say, you either have to show up in my life or I'm going to let you go. And you probably, if you have an enlarged photo, you probably have a small photo of the same thing. So when you're scanning, you can scan the different sizes, but you can also do the larger sizes at the same time in your chronological order. And then share the family photos in a way that's appreciated. Create a book and give it to the people that are in the book. You know, if you give a gift with either a digital photo book or a digital one that you had printed, people are going to look for it, and they're going to look for pictures of themselves. So it's always fun to look for those and say, am I in there? And when we had our family together, one of our kids had their anniversary, and so I got their digital photos in an album and then showed them after dinner. Just one of our kids has an Apple TV, we don't, and we were there for dinner and just went through the photos and had a good time reliving the memory. And we didn't even have to print it out. It was just something fun to do that way. All right, so let me answer some questions before I tell you how we're going to get your photos done, okay? What's your biggest photo organizing challenge? Well, as I mentioned, Abby said, I never organize my photos. Well, good news, Abby. This is going to be the time that you can. If you have, as some of the people that wrote in, 6,000, 10,000 on your phone, what you can do is just every night before you go to bed, I think that's a nice time because you're going to be happy when you look at these photos, go through and look at the photos and then go, okay, A or B, which one's better? Oh, this one's much better than this one. Delete the B and then keep going through and delete. And then, you know, 10, 15 minutes, you might be tired, so stop there. And then the next night, pick it up and go back right before that. And soon you'll be able to have worked through the backlog. You also want to get a storage and also do a backup. So the wonderful thing is that the storage is now, you can get 2 terabytes from a device at Costco that looks like the size of your phone. I have one. It's awesome. You just plug it in. You take the photos off your phone or you move the photos from your phone to your computer. And if you don't know how, you either go to Apple and have them do it with you or find someone in their 20s and they'll be able to show you. And it's a fun thing to do. But think about who can help me that's more photo savvy than I am. And people love to teach other people, and that way you can do that. Okay. Joanne wrote, how do I decide what to keep on my phone? Well, Joanne, besides doing the sort that I talked about, you can also create an album. And you can, if it's easier to see it on your computer, you can do that and sync your phone and your computer so it shows up as an album on your phone. And that way, it can go into the album. And that way, when you're at lunch with a girlfriend and she says, oh, so how was your Hawaii vacation? And you say, oh, it was great. And I got this terrific picture of being at the top of the mountain at sunrise. Let me show you. And you don't want to spend the next 5 minutes scrolling through your phone while you're trying to make conversation looking for that. If you have it in your album, marked Hawaii, you're going to be able to go right there and find it, and your lunch will continue. There's nothing more embarrassing than have to scroll through your phone and never find it when you're with someone. So get your phone organized just like we do with paperwork and your files, and that way it's easier to find them. Now, Carol wrote, I have to organize and delete digital and print photos. Which do I start with? Well, pick the one that would give you the most relief, okay? Right now, it's probably easier to start with the digital because you can delete quickly, and when they go into the recycle bin, they are there for 30 days. So if you wake up the next morning and go, oh, I just deleted the wrong one, you can go in the, quote, trash, and it'll be there, and you can pull it out, and you won't have lost it. Whereas if you're doing the print photos and you tore something up, then you're in trouble. So, Carol, would you do first? I would say alternate, okay? So maybe spend a half hour in one and then a half hour on the other one. And that way you won't get tired of doing all the older ones, the historical prints, and the newer ones in digital. And that way it's like moving two tracks ahead. You are making progress at a steady pace. Now, I actually have a recording by Melinda Hollis, who is a professional photo organizer. And in this class, she said that with print photos, she said it takes, if someone has like 20 to 30 years, it's going to take you a good solid 6 to 8 hours of working on it. And I thought, well, that's pretty amazing that it would only take that long. But, you know, we're thinking months, years, and that's why people never start. It doesn't take that long. And as you know me, the place and the time are important. So we're not going to have you do it on your dining room table. Find a spare bedroom, a place out of your main living area that you set up a table, you get your boxes, you've lined up just like we talked about, searching through the print photos, and you set it up there. Even make a calendar there, print one, and then mark the time that you spend, and you'll see a pattern in your week, like Thursday nights, I like working on photos, and Saturday mornings, I love waking up away from work and working on photos. So time it, be intentional, and by Labor Day, we want to get you done. Now, Angela said, I am too overwhelmed to start. Well, Angela, let me tell you this. If you wait till next year, you're going to be more overwhelmed. So I think the problem is we've been cautioned that you have to get photo-safe paper. You have to put it in the correct thing. You know, since phones have happened, you know, our smartphones in the last few years, that worry has gone away. So just let any old tapes in your mind and old rules just go away. You can get it done. Okay, just start. You're going to begin, and your pictures from now on that you take on your phone, sort in the 24-hour rule. It'll be so much easier. Now, where do we go from here? So I gave you this outline to do it. I'm going to give you one sheet, but if you're like me, you go, I'd really like to have people do it with me. I don't like doing something that's overwhelming all by myself. So for the first time, drum roll, you know, tap your hands on your desk there, drum roll, I have a course, Photo Organizing and Projects Made Simple from Start to Finish. And if you've ever taken a course with me, you know, I make sure you finish. I am a finisher. I do not leave anyone with any piles sitting around. You send me pictures of what you're doing. I can see in every nook and cranny, and we make sure that it is completely done. So this Photo Organizing and Project Made Simple begins on Thursday, a week from today, on August 10th, and it runs four Thursday evenings, August 10, 17, 24, and 31. And I planned it that way so we would be finished by Labor Day, the U.S. Labor Day anyway. And that way you will feel like, okay, I'm ready for fall. I got my photo project done. Marcia had me do a photo book. She had me organize my photos. She, and like me, I've even, for the first time in my life, made a photo wall. Those in my class will get to see my personal photos and my personal organizing and family. And we will even show you how to choose to take your project in three different directions. So you get a project, you get it organized, you get to choose whether you want to do a calendar, a mug, or even printing your photos. It's going to be a lot of fun and really focused. So I like to do these. I've really mastered doing this with a program called Zoom where we see each other. You actually show me what you're dealing with your photos. I have questionnaires. And that way, I'm up to speed on what you're dealing with. You get to ask questions any day of the week. And you learn from the other people in the class. And together, we all get it done. It's like ships in a harbor. When the water rises, we all rise together. So everybody in this photo class is going not only get to do their own, but they're going to learn from other people. So they'll say, oh, that's going to be my next thing. And since I did this, I know how to do that, and I will do this for the next one. So how do you sign up for this? Well, this is my birthday week. If you've been following me on my emails and Facebook, you know that this was a significant birthday this last week. And so instead of a $497 course, this one is only $297. Yep, $200 off. I'm feeling good about my age and the photo organizing. I want you to succeed at it. And you can even do a payment plan of only $79 weekly, and that will get you through it if that's easier for you. So I am passionate for you to not be afraid, just like people have said, how do I organize them? Teresa wrote that. The volume and the spread on the different devices, Carrie wrote about. Getting started, that Tanya wrote about. Sylvia said, getting them all put on digital and where to put them on my phone, my iPad and computer. All of those details we are going to detail for you individually in this class. So what you do is when you get off this call, you're going to go to organizingpro.com, and on the homepage you can see about the photo class. You can click on that button and register there. And you can click on there as well to get the free download of the one sheet that will teach you, it's the worksheet that I promised you, of the steps to do your own photo organizing as well. So for being on this call, you're going to get that step-by-step photo organizing one sheet. It's at organizingpro.com/photo-organizing. It will be there. It's the same page as the class, and that way you can see, you can think about it, and don't think too long, because the first people that sign up by Sunday night, 8 o'clock, they will get a bonus one-on-one coaching call with me. And that is so valuable because you get time with me. You get to ask your specific questions. I give you action plan and action steps. And you'll be able to take it even further beyond the class. So register now. When you register now, you get three bonuses. One, you get a class called Organize Your Photos and Digital Displays by Annie Danielson, the president of Rendy. And that's a webinar that I had recorded with her. And you get to see how to do photo galleries. And she has this philosophy that I love, that a blank wall is an opportunity. And if you've never, ever hung pictures except straight on the wall and yours look old, now is the time to see that webinar. So that's the first bonus. The second bonus is an entire class with Melinda Hollis on Out of the Box, and that is also recorded with her 10 steps on how to organize print photos. That's your second bonus. That is also immediately available as soon as you register for the course. You don't even have to wait till next week. You can register right away and get both of those bonuses. And then the third bonus is only good till Sunday night, and that is the one-on-one bonus with me, which if you've ever taken a class with me, you know that I will make sure you move ahead, you finish things. So thank you for being on the call. I envision for you to think about, close your eyes right now, what is the status of your photo legacy? If something happened to you and people walked in your home, your apartment, and saw your life, would they be able to say, oh, this is great. The photos are organized. I know who this person was. I know where I fit in the family. I am so happy that they organized it for me. All right? I want you to envision that. And then I want you to envision looking at your favorite photos. I have at the foot of my bed 3 11 by 14 pictures that are across the, at the foot of the bed, across on a wall. So when I wake up, if I sit up, I see them. If I just open my eyes, I see them. Of my favorites, of my family. And I want you to be able to look, wake up and see your favorites as well. So envision what this could possibly do for you. And I guarantee if you do one class with me on photo organizing, you'll be able to continue on your own, on your photos yourself. But I'm thinking every August this will be a class so that we can have it ready for the holidays as gifts. You never have to feel like in November, oh, I wish I had gotten the photos organized. You're going to have it done. So thanks for listening. I'm so excited for you to organize your photos. Go to organizingpro.com right now. Look for the photo organizing class that starts on August 10th. And you will immediately get your bonuses. And go also to that page and you'll immediately get your free download. You don't have to pay anything for it. It's totally free and get that one sheet. So I'm going to turn off the recording. I will unmute you and you can ask questions. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.